So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion of the great miracle of the Kiddushin in the burning furnace, into which Nebuchadnezzar threw Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah when they refused to bow down to his tzelem, to his idol, and they all emerged unscathed. Related to that discussion, the Gemara cites a brisa. Tani deberi belazim and Yaakov, afilu b'shas ha-sakana, le'ishana adem es asme min rabbanu shalai. Even during times of danger, a person should not change from his usual garb, as the pasuk relates regarding Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Ba'adin gavraya eloch kavsu b'sabalein, pachayin b'kabalasein b'l'bishayin, v'remav l'gav asin nura yikadata. When they were thrown into the Kivshan, they wore their honorary clothing. And Rashi explains, so that he does not appear to be nervous and scared, and the enemy is embarrassed to face him. Rabbi Yechanan says, Hashem wanted to bring darkness upon the world, because most Yidden bowed to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar. When Hashem saw these great tzaddikim, who were willing to sacrifice their lives rather than to bow to the Tzelem, Hashem was appeased. Amr Tancha Bar Chaniloi, B'shosha Yetzu Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Mekivshon, O'esh, Bo Kol Umeisu Oilam Amru Lahem. After the miracle of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, the non-Jews admonished the Yidden and said, Yesh Lechem Melaha Kezeh Va'atem Mishtachavim Otzelem? You have such a great God and yet you bow to the idol? Miad Paschu Va'amru Lecha Hashem Atzadaka V'lonu B'yishah Aponim Kayyim Hazeh. The Gemara cites three opinions as to V'rabbanan Lahecha Azl. What happened to Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah after they emerged from the Kivshan? Amar Rav Ba'ayin Haram Mesu. They died from the evil eye of all the people who would stare at them because of the great miracle that happened to them. Ushmul Amar Bereg Tavu. They drowned from the saliva that the non-Jews spat at the Yidden who bowed down to the Tzelem. Rabbi Amar Alul Eretz Yisrael V'nasu Nashem Oli Dubanam Ubanis. They moved to Eretz Yisrael where they married and had children and lived normal lives. The Gemara then cites the same three Amaram as to B'Daniel Hechen Azel. Where was Daniel at the time of this incident? Amarav, L'michra Naur Rabba B'Tveria. Nebuchadnezzar sent Daniel to Tveria to dig a river. Ushmul Amar, L'asuya Bizra Da'as Pasta. Nebuchadnezzar sent Daniel to bring food for his animals. V'Birchen Amar, L'asuya Chazir D'Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. Nebuchadnezzar sent Daniel to Alexandria to bring back some of their superior Chazirim. The Bryce elaborates, the following three were all involved in the decision that Daniel should be sent away before the above incident. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Daniel, V'Nebuchadnezzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amr, Nezel Daniel Mahacha, V'Loi Leimer B'Schus Yisnatzel. Hashem did not want Daniel to be thrown in so that people should not think that Hananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah were only saved in the merit of Daniel. But Daniel Amr, Ezel Mahacha, D'Loi Lekayim B'Pesile Eloiheyim T'Sifun B'Eish. Daniel did not want to be thrown in because he was worried that since Nebuchadnezzar worshipped him, he would be burned like an Avodah Zarah. When Nebuchadnezzar Amar Yazal Daniel Mahachadu Leilem Rukalye Lelehei Benura, Nebuchadnezzar did not want Daniel to be thrown in so that people should not accuse him of burning his own Avodah Zarah. The Gemara proceeds with a related pasuk in Rus. Ma'idich Siv Sheish Hasa'irim Ho'eila Nosanli. Rus received six barley from Bayez. And the Gemara explains, the pasuk cannot be understood literally because ilei meshesh sa'ir mamish v'chidarkei shel bayis liten matana shesh sa'ir. Bayis certainly would not give Rus such a small amount as six kernels of barley. Ela shesh sa'in v'chidarkei shel ish alitel shesh sa'in. Rus, a woman, certainly would not carry such a large amount as six measures of barley. Therefore, we must say that he indeed gave her six kernels of barley, but it was meant symbolically. Ela ramez remez lo shasidin shisha banim lotzis mimenu shemizbarchen b'shesh brachas. But he's meant to indicate to Rus that she will merit six descendants who will each be blessed with six extraordinary qualities. Beiluhain, David, Mashiach, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. David possessed the following six qualities that Doig HaAdomi relayed to Shaul HaMelech. Yudea Nagin, V'Giber, Chayil, V'Ish Melchama, V'Novin Davar, V'Ish Tayar, V'Hashem Imay. And as the Gemara explains, Kalapasik Azelo, Amr Doig, Ela B'Loshan Hara, Doig intended to make Shaul jealous of David. Yedea Nagin, Sheyedea Lishol. David knows how to ask good questions in Torah. Giber Chayil, Sheyedea Lohashev. David known how to give thoughtful answers in Torah. Ish Melchama, Sheyedea Lisa Belit Melcham Toshal Torah. David knows how to present strong arguments in Torah. V'Novin Daver, Shemeven Daver Metzech Daver. David knows how to derive one halacha from another halacha. Ish Toyar, Shemar Ponim B'Halacha. David can provide solid proofs to support his opinions. Hashem imay shalocha kamoisi b'chol makom. Halacha concurs with David in all areas. B'kulo amalehu yohainas in benikamayu, ki even the amalei v'Hashem imay milsa de b'didei namalei havabei. Chalish daiti v'kanye be. In the first five qualities, Shaul did not become upset because his own son Yohanan also possessed these qualities. However, in the sixth quality, Shaul did become upset because he himself did not possess this quality. Mashiach will possess the six qualities cited in the following pasuk: V'nachal of Ruach Hashem, Ruach Chachma, Vina, Ruach Eitza, Begvura, Ruach Das, Beyiras Hashem. And the following pasuk states: V'harichu Beyiras Hashem. And Rabbi Alexander explains: Malamed she'tinoi mitzvahs v'yisurin kerichayim. Mashiach will be laden like a mill with mitzvahs and suffering. Rava says: The Meirich V'doin. Mashiach will be able to judge a case by merely sniffing the two parties. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azari each possess the six qualities in the following pasuk: Asher ein behem kol ma'oim betoivim maru maskilim b'chol chochma b'yedei das mevinim mada v'asher koich behem lamed b'heichel hamelech. The Gemara explains: Asher ein behem kol mum afilu kerivde dechosil to lehavu. They had no blemish, and that they did not even need to puncture themselves for bloodletting. V'asher koich behem lamed b'heichel hamelech malamed shoyo. They would force themselves to abstain from laughter, idle talk, and sleep, and they would not relieve themselves out of fear for the king Nebuchadnezzar. The Gemara proceeds with a machlokes in the pasuk v'yiyu bohem mimnei Yehuda Daniel Hananiah Mishael Be'Azariah. Rabbi Elazar says kulan mimnei Yehudahim, all four descendants of Shevet Yehuda, while Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni says Daniel mimnei Yehuda. Hananiah, Mishael, Be'Azariah, Mishar Shvatim. Only Daniel was from Shevet Yehuda, but Hananiah, Mishael, Be'Azariah were from another Shevet. And according to the opinion of Kulam and the Yehudahim, the Gemara proceeds with a machlekes in the following pasuk, refers to Chizkiyo HaMelech, Omebenaich Asher Yatsu Mimcha Asher Taylid Yikachu, Veho Yusarisim Heichel Melech Bavel. My Sarisim, what does Sarisim refer to? Rava Masarisim Mamash. Hananiah, Mishael, Be'Azariah were castrated so that they should not marry because this would enable them to perform their duties to the king, and accordingly they did not have any children. They were not castrated, but rather that Avodah Zarah was eradicated in their time through the nest that happened to them, and accordingly they did have children. I think Gemara proceeds to explain the following pasuk accordingly. According to Sri Mamish, the pasuk is understood simply. The Yad Vashem was superior to the children they did not have. While according to Shinistar Sabidazar Bimeim, we must say, Taiv mi banim shahoyulam kvar umesu. The Yad Vashem was superior to the children they did have but died. The pasuk concludes, Shame oilam etin loy ashaloy yicharis. Amrib tancham darish bar kipara bitzipari, zesi for Daniel shenikra al shamay. This refers to Sefer Daniel that was called by his name. However, regarding Sefer Ezra, although Nehemiah ben Chachalia wrote this Sefer, it was not called by his name. And Yemir Bar Abba explains, because Nehemiah took credit for himself, as the pasuk states, Zachrali Elihakai L'Taiva. Yesu explains, because Nehemiah spoke disparagingly about Daniel, who is far greater than him.